With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Efforts to end the long-running war in Ukraine taking center stage today in Saudi Arabia.
High-stake talks between senior delegations from Ukraine and the U.S. on how to end Kyiv's three-year war with Moscow have opened in Saudi Arabia hours after Russian air defenses shot down over 330 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions in Russia. There was no immediate comment from Ukrainian or U.S. officials on the drone attack. At least two people were killed and more than a dozen injured in the assault, including three children. No large-scale damage was reported. I'm Charles de Letesma.
The Russians have stepped up their attacks on Ukraine in recent days, targeting the country's power grid and other key infrastructure. British officials concerned about possible environmental damage in the North Sea after a cargo ship hit a tanker transporting jet fuel off eastern England. The crash set both vessels on fire, and as of earlier today, they were still burning. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says the detention of a pro-Hamas campus organizer is just the start.
In a post on Truth Social, the president defends the arrest of green card holder Mahmoud Khalil, who led pro-Hamas demonstrations on the campus of Columbia University, celebrating the October 2023 assault on Israel. Calling such speech contrary to U.S. national and foreign policy interests, the president vows, quote, "We will find, apprehend, and deport these terrorist sympathizers from our country, never to return again." Bob Agner reporting.
A House vote is due today on a Republican-authored bill to fund the government through the end of September, close of the current federal fiscal year. President Trump urging GOP lawmakers to stick together in supporting that bill. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 66 points, the Nasdaq off 9 points. This is SRN News. On Monday, we met Daniel Geraci, a CEO and founder of the Christian Emergency Response Network called United in Crisis. His organization helps to empower churches nationwide to train volunteers how to serve others in natural disasters. SRN News correspondent Lori Tradup asked him if the recent failures of agencies like FEMA show the importance of his group's mission.
How does this underscore the need for the church to do what the church is meant to do and us not to rely on the government?
Great point. You know, in some ways, I'm somewhat glad that the government is failing, because really, if you look back in history, the church owned this mountain 100%, where the Christian community worked together to become the Good Samaritan of that community.
He adds that United in Crisis is a rallying cry for the global church and all Christians to raise up and demonstrate Christ's love in action in cities worldwide. This is SRN News. Japanese automaker Nissan unveils its entry into the driverless vehicle market.
The vehicle looks like something out of a sci-fi film, moving through the busy streets of Yokohama, Japan. Its steering wheel turns on its own, adjusting to traffic and responding in real time. But there's nobody in the driver's seat. Supporting the revolutionary technology, Takeshi Kimura, a developer at Nissan, says, "When people change lanes, for example, we turn our heads back and we have to turn our eyes away from the front. But this car's constantly detecting all the surroundings through sensors, so they can change lanes without losing sight of the road. We believe this will make driving safer than humans." I'm Charles Tillotson.
Nissan announcing that its chief executive, Makoto Uchida, is stepping down, giving up the post after Nissan reported dismal financial results. The automaker projecting a $540 million loss for the current fiscal year. More details at srnnews.com.